the unspeakable truth. Therapists have an undying faith in the capacity of talk to resolve trauma. And that confidence dates back to 1893, when Freud and his mentor, Breuer, wrote that trauma immediately and permanently disappeared when we had succeeded in bringing clearly to light the memory of the event by which it was provoked, and in arousing its accompanying effect, and when the patient had described that event in the greatest possible detail and had put the effect into words. Unfortunately, it's not so simple. Traumatic events are almost impossible to put into words. This is true for all of us, not just for people who suffer from PTSD. The initial imprints of the events of September 11 were not stories, but images. Frantic people running down the street, their faces covered with ash. An airplane smashing into Tower 1 of the World Trade Center. The distant specks that were people jumping hand in hand. Those images were replayed over and over, in our minds and on the TV screen, until Mayor Giuliani and the media helped us create a narrative we could share with one another. In Seven Pillars of Wisdom, T.E. Lawrence wrote of his war experiences, "We learned that there were pangs too sharp, griefs too deep, ecstasies too high for our finite selves to register. When emotion reached this pitch, the mind choked, and memory went white till the circumstances were humdrum once more." While trauma keeps us dumbfounded, the path out of it is paved with words, carefully assembled, piece by piece, until the whole story can be revealed. Breaking the silence. Activists in the early campaign for AIDS awareness created a powerful slogan: silence equals death. Silence about trauma also leads to death, the death of the soul. Silence reinforces the godforsaken isolation of trauma, being able to say aloud to another human being, "I was raped," or "I was battered by my husband," or "My parents called it discipline, but it was abuse," or "I'm not making it since I got back from Iraq," is a sign that healing can begin. We may think we can control our grief, our terror, or our shame by remaining silent, but naming offers the possibility of a different kind of control. When Adam was put in charge of the animal kingdom in the book of Genesis, his first act was to give a name to every living creature.